And welcome back to the Ravens Post Game Show. With us right now, Justin Tucker. And Justin, I tell you what, you guys have played some crazy games this year, crazy games we've seen. This has got to rank in your career, short NFL career, but long football career, as one of the wildest games you've ever been in, I would assume, huh?
I guess it was. I don't even really think about it when we're out there on the field for those 60 minutes. I mean, we're just out there to do our jobs, and that's something that Morgan and Sam are really great about. It was pretty crazy. Not like in hindsight, that's when we can reflect upon it, and we just take the next day to say, look at all that crazy.
Look at all the crazy
stuff that happened in that game. Yeah.
We watched you because we're right on the sideline as these last couple of plays are unfolding. It's a touchdown to Miller. It's not. It's a touchdown to Bell. It's not. And you have to keep preparing because you don't know if you're going to be called to kick another field goal. Take us through the mindset of you at the end of the game then.
Well, exactly. I mean, towards the end of any game, if the score is within one possession, it doesn't matter to us like what the point situation is, almost, just because so many crazy things can happen. The way this game ended reminded me sort of how the Cowboys game worked out last season. Failed 2-point conversion after a late touchdown. This time we got the onside kick and we were able to finish the game that way.
Did you sneak a peek at all, though, as what was going down when this stuff was unfolding?
Oh, of course. You have to be aware of the game and the situation at hand. And the whole time I'm just preparing myself for, it sounds maybe like a, I might sound like a little bit of a drag, but I'm always preparing for the worst situation.
Whatever happens, happens.
And, just like a few weeks ago playing Cincinnati here at home, we're all thinking, oh, we just bat this ball down and we win the game, piece of cake. And literally 2 seconds before, I said to Kyle Juszczyk, seen some crazy stuff in this league in the short time that I've been in this league, and just when you think you've seen everything, something crazy happens. And then A.J. Green comes down with the ball in the end zone.
And Juszczyk probably said to you, shut up, don't say another word.
Yeah. No, I mean, at the same time, these are the most fun games to be a part of, and we're a team, I feel like, that's built for these games. I mean, it's the AFC North. It's prime time on Thanksgiving. It's cold out. It's November. This is what, this is what football is all about.
So after the game, NBC grabs you, and you're doing some sort of makeshift Thanksgiving dinner with Jacoby Jones and Michelle Tafoya after the game?
Yeah, that was interesting. I forgot that was like a thing on Thanksgiving because I'd only been, watching Thanksgiving NFL games just last season. Got a chance to watch a couple because we were playing on that following Sunday.
Right.
And then all throughout college, I was playing on Thanksgiving at Texas. We were always playing Texas A&M on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to go back, 5 or 6 years to, remember that whole turkey eating tradition after the game.
How cool was it?
The turkey was actually nice and warm. It was pretty good. The stuffing and the mashed potatoes looked a little suspect, but hey, that turkey was delicious, and it was much better, I'm sure, having won that game.
Justin, you go 5 for 5. I think it's now 26 in a row consecutive field goals made, and it's just absolutely on a tear. I'm curious of your take now on what happened with Sean Sweezum earlier in the game, where they had a botched field goal attempt, where it looked like he either thought there was a timeout coming or he went early. Did you see that as a kicker? What do you think happened there?
I didn't really see it. I didn't really see it happening live, to be honest. I was over there getting prepared for the next drive, for the next offensive drive, regardless of whether the kick was good or not or whatever happens. Maybe they were trying to, get an extra 5 yards or, draw the defense offsides. And that's a pretty common thing for guys to do around the league, is to get like a double cadence or something like that. So that maybe that was the case. Maybe that was the case. That's just,
ended up being huge. It's a 2-point win.
It's way the other way.
It was a momentum play when we needed one. No doubt.
Justin, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
guys. Appreciate it.
Well done, sir.
Enjoy the win. Justin Tucker, 5 field goals, as Pete said, and the Ravens win an absolute stunner, 22-20 tonight at M&T Bank Stadium. Stick around. We'll be right back.